From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Immortals, The Awakening by Joy Nash. Now let's begin with Immortals, The Awakening. Chapter 1. There was one big problem with practicing magic naked, Christine Loughlin thought sourly. It made her horny. And not just in, it would be nice to get some action tonight, kind of horny. No. Sky-clad-induced lust, at least for Christine, was more along the lines of, "Goddess, I need it so bad I'm going to go crazy if I don't get it right now." In other words, the kind of lust she hadn't felt in 2 years, since the last time she'd done this. Starlight cast a sharp, sweet thrill through the high branches of the Roman pines, piercing the night shadows. Inside the circle of crushed sea salt, Christine had sprinkled in the ancient dirt of Rome's Palatine Hill. She knelt with head bowed, palms upraised. The night breeze raised goosebumps on her bare arms and sent an all-too-vulnerable shiver down her naked spine. Her baggy jeans and oversized sweater lay in a heap a few yards away, but they might as well have been 2 miles away on the floor of her cramped, rented room, on top of the rest of her dirty laundry, for all the good they did her. Right now, Christine's entire world existed inside her circle, where she knelt before the goddess with no covering on her body, no deception on her soul. Pin-sharp pine needles and fragments of crushed marble bit into her knees. Her hair, freed from its braid, brushed the length of her spine. In the distance, the water rush of traffic, punctuated by staccato splashes of horn, flowed along the Via dei Fori Imperiali.